Erebus, a narrative of love composed for you.
Father, are you feeling better?
My head hurts. My shoulder hurts.
It'll be okay.
My shoulder rarely hurts.
Easy, easy.
Thank you.
God's compassion saved us.
God willing, you'll
feel better. I'm never getting on a plane again.
Oh, me too.
The plane was about to crash. We were about to die, Masood. And just like that, as easy as that, easier than being born, Masood. Easier than living. I really wish you were with me. During the whole time we were about to crash, all I could see was you, Masood. I thought I'd die without seeing you again. I really miss you. You already know how much I love you. I told you today before taking this trip. It's funny. It was morning here and night over there. I'm sure as if I'm talking to you now, you're fast asleep. Masood, there's a lot of things I need to say to you. I'll leave it for when you come back. Of course, that's if I'm still alive. We don't know what the future holds. Masoud, you know that during this time, certain things have happened to me that... Oh my, the police are here. Forgive me.
They gone. Are you okay?
Yes. I am. I was talking into the camera to my fiancé, Masoud. You know him? This way, I think he's with me. It calms me down a bit. Mr. Karamati, excuse me. I wanted to ask you, how under those terrifying circumstances where everyone was about to have a heart attack, how were you able to remain so calm? What were you thinking about?
About how many times Abbas Babaye had experienced the same thing and was at death's door and came back.
Now, where should we stop?
From inside Isfahan itself, from the main square. We'll have lunch, then wherever you say after that.
I think it's best if we go to your village, Zia.
Or Abbas Abad.
Abbas Abad?
The life of Abbas Babaye had really entrapped Miss Leili Ghafouri. I remember the last time I saw her before going to Turkey. She said as long as the life stories of people like Abbas Babaye haven't been written, authors shouldn't go after writing about fictional heroes. Heroes that are a product of imagination and not of reality.
It's strange. Before I left for Canada, Leili wouldn't even think about such things.
Change. Change is what makes man God's greatest creation.
If you don't mind, I wanted to hear you talk about your own life and Abbas Babaye.
Miss Ghafouri also didn't know why I'm so indebted to Abbas Babaye. I'd promised her I'd explain it to her as soon as she'd finished her book. I've written the story of my life with Abbas. I think it wouldn't be bad if you read it for Miss Ghafouri. I went to Turkey to find one of Abbas's contemporaries. Came to Tehran from Turkey, so I could give these things I'd written there to Miss Ghafouri, then go to Isfahan and then...
Do you know where Leili was going to when she had the accident?
No. The last time we had a conversation was on the phone. She said her research was finished and she just had to write the last portion. I have to go back to Isfahan. I wish we'd met under better circumstances.
Mr. Karamati? Forgive me.
What for?
Because of the bad thoughts I had about you.
It's not important. Goodbye, take care.
I hope to see you again.
Abbas Babaye served his duty in Isfahan. The pilot of an F-14 fighter jet. I tried to work in Isfahan. Shining shoes, selling cigarettes, Hafez poems. Early in the morning, I'd get myself to Isfahan by walking and taking the bus from my village Zaire, which was far away from Isfahan. My father had died falling down a well, and we didn't
have
any land to farm.
Watch my bicycle for me.
Sure, Haji.
Farming was pretty much dead there too. My mother, brother, and sister were waiting for the bread I'd take them at night.
Those whose glances turned dirt into gold, could they cast their eyes at me as well? It's better to suffer in pain than to visit pretentious doctors.
What's it for?
It's a surprise. Annie told me not to say.
Shoe shine! Shoes! Get your shoes shined with quality polish! Huffers, poems,
you remember our agreement,
cigarettes.
Only one type of food.
Poems!
You think she knows more than one type?
Very funny.
Very well, I'm
Uncle,
leaving.
Do you need your shoes shined? Come, let me clean them for you.
Let's go and have him shine our shoes for us.
Mine are clean.
Don't worry, it's my treat.
You still haven't paid me back that 50 bucks you borrowed in Texas to buy a gift for your wife.
Come on, don't say those things in front of Miley here and ruin my reputation.
Goodbye.
Hello, young
How
man.
How are you, sir? Uncle, put your feet on this. It's a lot easier that way.
No, thanks. I'm more comfortable this way.
Forgive me. Here you are.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Uncle, are you from that base that has aeroplanes?
Yes.
Well, I've seen all of your planes.
Are you from Isfahan?
No, sir. I'm from Ziyar.
Ziyar?
Yes.
Where is that?
That street that goes to your base has a road that branches off of it. That road goes to our village.
Don't you think a village boy should be farming in his village? Why have you left to come shine shoes in the city?
I have to. My father worked for many other people, whatever he could find. And he left us behind and went.
Where'd he go?
The place we all are going to go in the end. He dug wells. The rope broke and he fell to the bottom.
God bless his soul. Couldn't you go and find work on someone else's land?
Well, I did not want to be a simple farmer. I wanted to be an agricultural engineer.
Good for you.
I came to the city to learn to work, rent a room, and bring my family from my village to a much larger village, and that would be the village of Isfahan. In Isfahan, I'll go to school. When I get my degree, I'll go to a larger village, and that would be Tehran. I'll get accepted into university, do my studies, and become an agricultural engineer.
God willing.
Oh, God. Uncle, I really like poetry, too. Sometimes when I have nothing to do, I sit here and read Hafez poems. But you have no idea the things he writes. Do you know what he said to me?
What did he say?
He said, "Oh heart, from the difficulties of the path, turn not to the rain.
For of descent and ascent reflecteth not the man the path. Yes.
Yes.
What grade are you in, young man?
Sixth grade. And that was after begging and pleading. Every year my father would say he didn't want me to study anymore. I went to fifth and sixth grade secretly, otherwise he wouldn't have let me. Here you are. Here are your shoes, all shiny and new.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Here are your sandals.
Thank you.
And this is for you. Thanks.
Thank you, Uncle. Didn't you have any change?
You keep it.
Uncle, this is way too much. At least take some cigarettes.
I don't smoke cigarettes.
Take some Hafez poems.
Give me two of them.
Sure. Here you are. Okay.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. But it would have been better if you'd given me change.
Well, I'm very glad to have met you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Uncle, are you going on that street that goes to your base?
Yes.
I was wondering if you could drop me off at the road that goes to Zaya.
Okay.
Thank you, you're kind.
No, it's no problem.
I'm putting you to trouble.
Give it here.
I only know Hafez poems. My turn has come. Behold, Majnun is no more. 5 days shall fly, and each one's turn shall be over.
Do thyself, O rich man, console the poor who weep. Thy store of gold, thy silver heap shall not remain.
Are you sure you said it right? Here he says, do thou thyself. O rich man, console your poor soul who weeps. Uncle, you have to know yourself. Find yourself from within.
Console your poor soul?
Yes.
No, it's not console your poor soul, it's console the poor. It means you have to have a heart and help all those who are in need, right?
But what I believe that he's saying is that we really have to know ourselves. Console your poor soul who weeps.
Well, anyway, you read Hafez's poems has its own meaning.
Thank you, sir. It was very kind of you.
There you go, young man. It's heavy. And you? Can you manage?
Yes, sir.
Take care of yourself. Goodbye.
Sir, come back to the city tomorrow.
How far is it to your village?
It's not that far, Uncle.
I can't see anything.
Forgive me, Uncle. I really caused you a lot of trouble.
It was nothing.
Goodbye.
Don't
Thanks
worry about
a lot.
It was nothing.
Goodbye, Uncle.
Take care.
From then on, Abbas would visit our village every week. He'd ask about the village's problems and help them out. The village well was dry. Abbas dug a new well. He bought a water pump. He got the deep well running again. He started up a new school and a small two-room clinic, which was a blessing for the villagers. From then on, everyone in the village, young and old, knew Abbas. One day he came to my house to talk to my mother to convince her to let him take me to Isfahan. Abbas did whatever it took to convince my mother to allow me to go to a boarding school in Isfahan to study.
Where will he sleep?
It's a boarding school. He'll sleep there.
What will he eat?
They give him food there.
Well, they'll want money. It is not for free.
Don't worry about that. It'll be taken care of, God willing.
What should I say?
Mom, tell him to take me to Isfahan.
His father, may he rest in peace, did hard labor for other people. But not once did I hear him complain about not having enough.
God bless his soul.
That's why
I do not want his family to be indebted to anyone.
Don't say that, my sister. Why be indebted? He's getting a loan. God willing, when he gets his degree and goes to university, we'll find him a job, he'll work, and then pay it back.
I don't know what to say.
Tell him to take me to Isfahan.
God bless you for your kindness. I just have one condition. If your wife at any time needs help or anything, please do tell me, and I will be right there to make it up to you somehow.
Don't say that. God willing, you'll come to our house as a guest.
Well, Uncle, I'm ready to go.
Mom, tell him to take me to Isfahan.
Thank you very much. Yeah, give me your bag.
Here you are.
I'll put it
Thanks.
In the car. Mom, goodbye for now.
Tell him to take me to Isfahan.
Stop
Mom,
it now.
Tell him to
hey,
take
what
me
are
to
you
Isfahan.
Saying? And who's going to be here to help me?
Nargis is
Brother,
here.
Brother, what are you saying? This house needs a man. When I'm gone, you're going to be the man of the house.
I don't want to be a man. I want to go to Isfahan.
Brother, when I finish high school, I'll come and we'll all go to Isfahan together. Don't worry, I'll take all of you. In return, you have to watch over these lovebirds. Don't forget their water and seeds and don't let them die. Come here and let me give you a kiss. Mom, goodbye. That's enough now.
Mom.
Goodbye,
Mom.
Mother.
Take Mom, good I want care to go to Isfahan too.
You'll be okay. You're a good boy.
Goodbye, brother.
First I entrust him to God,
goodbye,
and
sister.
Then to you.
Don't worry about it.
Please take care of him, my boy.
Of course. God willing, he'll make
He's
you proud.
A good boy.
I want
what
to
are
go
you saying? A man doesn't cry. He said he'll come back and take all of you. Goodbye
too.
Now.
Come
goodbye.
I want to go too.
Guess
bye.
You're going. Drive safe. Goodbye,
brother.
Take care,
goodbye.
Mom,
I want to go to Isfahan too.
We'll go visit him, my little darling. We'll go see him together.
Wipe your tears, young man.
Come on, it's fine.
It's making me more upset.
Goodbye.
Please.
Take care of yourself.
Please.
Bye. Take care, goodbye. And Allah bestows these gifts.
On the weekends, I'd go back to Zion help my mother with the land. Abbas told me to. He'd come see me twice a week at school to make sure I was doing my studies. He'd give me spending money. He'd bring me books. Once or twice when my grades were low and he found out it was because I was messing around, he got angry, but didn't scold me. Whenever Abbas got upset with someone, he wouldn't scold them. He'd just not say anything to them. But him not talking was worse than anything else he could have done. By the way, the people of the village changed the name of our village from Zaire to Abbasabad. But Abbas, with his own hands, took down the sign and threw it away and put the sign for Zaire back in its place.
When a person gets on a plane, he can see everything from up there. He can even see inside people's homes. You can see what they're doing in their homes. When I become a pilot one time, when I pass over Karim's house and he's in the yard, I want to spit on his head. Because Karim always tries to tell me what to do, and once he got into a fight with me and broke my shoeshine box, and he ate my sandwich. That's why I want to become a pilot. The end. Thank you very much.
Very
Thank
good,
you.
Very good. It was really great, but young man, didn't you want to become an agricultural engineer?
Well, Uncle, I was really young in those days and I thought like that. Now I want to become a pilot. So what does a person have to do if he wants to become a pilot?
First of all, young man, spitting from up there into people's homes is what? It's really wrong and bad. And secondly, everything is so small from up there. How do you plan on finding Karim's house? Then I think there's a small problem which is going to make it difficult for you to become a pilot.
Well, I won't spit anymore.
That's for sure. But they conduct physical examinations on people who want to become pilots to make sure that everything's okay.
Well, Uncle, I'm fine. Look at this body. healthy, even though I caught a cold a few days ago, but it's nothing. I'm fine now.
But Farouk, why do you think you have to wear glasses? It's just because your eyes are a bit weak.
Well, yes, my eyes are a bit weak. If they want, I won't wear glasses. Well, I'm ready to do anything for my profession.
Well, I think that you should become a writer, dear. Your essay was really good.
I agree with that.
But I don't like writing. I want to become a pilot. There's no fun in writing. Being a pilot is fun.
Where are you going? She's right. You recite Hafez's poem so well. Oh, my.
You shouldn't have told him like that. He's upset now.
He's got to become a man. A man has to come to terms with reality.
I was so upset I didn't talk to anyone for a while. But Abbas came to me like a father and said a person can work for the people of his country in various ways. Abbas paid for all my school costs until the end of high school. Abbas brought my mother, brother, and sister to Isfahan right from the beginning, and he got us a small house. I became a teacher after successfully passing the training courses. I taught in that same school that Abbas had started up in Zaire village, and at the same time at the school in Isfahan where I had studied. In addition to being a teacher, I started up a small bookstore and publishing firm. I published a few fiction and poetry books, but none of them were very profitable. After the death of Abbas, I was struggling with depression for a while. Afterwards, I started working again. I wanted to introduce everyone to the person who had changed the course of my life. I was looking for a writer who was worthy enough to write about Abbas Babaye, who would also help me with my research. After talking with many writers and researchers, I was introduced to Miss Kafuri, to you. I think by now you've finished the book.
Come in, please.
You wanted to see me, Commander?
Sit down.
Has something happened?
In these circumstances, when it's rumored the Shah wants to leave, some people may want to overrun the base. I've brought up this matter with Lieutenant General Karani, and he thinks the same thing, that the base shouldn't come to any harm.
Yes, of course. What are your orders?
Until things calm down, I want you to take responsibility for protecting the base's equipment and planes. With complete authority.
It's a heavy responsibility, Commander, sir.
If it wasn't heavy, I wouldn't have asked you.
Very well. I can promise that you won't regret putting your trust in me. I'm sorry, but I've already told you under the present circumstances our only priority is to prevent them from stealing our country's possessions. If the international community would be pleased with the plundering of our national possessions, then it's better to upset it. We've found equipment in their possession, the absence of which could cause a plane to crash.
Where's Commander Sultani? I want to speak with him.
I'm speaking with you with his full authority. Hello? What am I going to do now? He hung up.
It's not going to cause trouble.
It's worth the trouble, Commander, sir. If we don't stop them now, we'll have to answer to the people.
Abbas.
Yes, Commander, sir.
Did you hear the temporary government has decided to sell the F-14s?
Sell them? To who?
Whoever. Europe, Russia.
What's the reason?
They say that the revolution has been successful and there's no need for these weapons. The cost of their maintenance is very expensive.
Right now, besides America, we're the only ones who have F-14s, and we've bought many F-16s which have not been delivered yet. If, God forbid, something were to happen in the region, a threat or something, who would benefit from selling these F-14s?
What you're saying is right.
Is there anything else?
Get me the Force Commander's office.
Hi, Father.
Is that you, my son?
Yes, how are you?
Well, you're going to run has made a mess of things. Did you get your passport back?
Yes, I got it. You should have called Mr. Gaffori, Father.
I didn't think he had enough sense to stop with his charges, James.
The taking of my passport had nothing to do with him.
Get your ticket as soon as you can and come back. Your mother's making us all miserable.
You don't even ask how Lady's doing anymore. Father, is there a chance I get some money?
How much?
Around $30,000.
Masood, I've talked to one of my friends who's a brain and nerve specialist. You can't put your life on hold for someone who you don't know when they regain consciousness. Do you even know if she will regain consciousness or not?
Lely is getting better day by day.
Every day, Lely stays in hospital.
Forgive me, Father, but I'm not really in the mood to argue with you right now.
I want you to be standing in front of me next time we talk to each other.
Hello? Hello?
When you're up in the sky, when you fly from the Caspian Sea to the Persian Gulf, or go from the east to the west of your country, your heart becomes full of love for the land. From up there, the grudges, small and worthless, the jealousies between the people, the arguments and fights over money and wealth can't be seen. Instead, what can be seen is the people working and struggling with their love and devotion to build up their country. The farmers busy with agriculture, the laborers sweating and building. From up there, you fall in love with your homeland. You can't help it, whether you want to or not. I wish you could fly with me, Malihir.
Oh, well. Just like all the other letters he wrote for his wife. It's so beautiful. I say, Lely, Abbas Babai wasn't just a pilot. He was a poet as well. Because he was in love, right? Right? You wake up, and I'll write love letters for you. What's this? I had a meeting with Captain Mary this morning. He had said it was one of God's graces that Babayi became a pilot. Captain Amiri? Who's that? Well?
With pleasure. I'm Captain Amiri. I've been a flight trainer on this base for about 7 years. That is, ever since I retired.
Talk about yourself. About your relationship with that great man and your memories of him.
Certainly. Abbas and I were trained together at Reese Air Force Base near Lubbock, Texas. We were also roommates. Actually, if I remember, for a while he had an American roommate too. It was one of the rules they had at the base so that foreign students would learn to speak English better.
Captain Amiri?
Yes?
Sorry, an urgent problem has happened with the Lamandia plane.
Okay, I'll be there. Sorry. An emergency's come up. I have to go to the tower. I can't continue with our talk for today. Let's leave it for later.
No problem. Go ahead.
Hi there, Rush. Yeah, I need something. Look, I need you to get me a power tuning to sell a car. The one I'm driving now. Well, if it were my name, I wouldn't need a power of attorney, genius. My father, yeah. I'll pay for it too. Look, I need it fast. I'll be waiting. Goodbye. Hello there, excuse me. I wanted to get the number for ZD Airport.